Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I just wanted to call this morning and said that I believe that Eric Snowden is a hero, an American patriot, and I believe that what he did was go to the only sources that he could to get the info out. And the whole time the government's been covering this up, saying that it wasn't happening. There's been Eric Clapper went to Congress and lied about it. Yes, I do believe he's a hero and an American patriot.
There's a talk radio caller in Georgia who says that after a judge ruled that what the NSA was doing was unconstitutional, it's obvious that Edward Snowden is an American hero. The NSA is number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into our countdown, the hot hits in talk radio. The top 10 talk topics, if you will, determined by the staff, the folks at talkers.com. And the number 10 issue this week is Dennis Rodman going back once again to North Korea. White Santa controversy number 9. India diplomatic case number 8. Gun control number 7. Number 6, the Fed's taper announcement. Number 5, the interview given by one of the stars of Duck Dynasty that appeared in GQ this week. Target's credit card problems, number 4. Obamacare, 3, moving off from number 1 where it has been for a long time, hasn't it, huh? A budget deal is number 2. That's been something that's been kind of on top of things this month. And then there's the good old NSA in the number 1 position. Let's dig into that a little bit here. Here's host John Broski talking to CBS legal analyst Andrew Cohen about this week's ruling from a federal judge and what it really means for the NSA.
What is the gist of this ruling?
The gist of it is that this federal judge, a Bush appointee, has ruled that the program, this bulk surveillance of telephone data, likely violates the Fourth Amendment protections we all have, the privacy protections we have against search and seizure. And so what the judge has done is to say, I think this is unconstitutional, and I'm going to give the government a chance to appeal that initial conclusion before we have a trial in this case to determine definitively whether it's constitutional or not.
Now, Andrew, why does the judge say the program is probably unconstitutional? Probably unconstitutional.
Well, he has to say it at this point because he hasn't had the trial. This was a request. What happened was the Snowden disclosures came out telling us that this program exists. Larry Klayman, the conservative critic, came and filed a lawsuit saying, look, if this program exists, it violates my Fourth Amendment rights. We should enjoin the program. We should stop the program while we figure out whether it's unconstitutional or not. So it's an injunction that the plaintiffs are seeking here to stop this program from actually occurring. What the judge said was he's inclined to agree, but because it's a national security issue, because it's the federal government, he's going to allow the government to appeal his ruling to the Federal Appeals Court in Washington or even perhaps to the U.S. Supreme Court before he stops the program. This trial judge doesn't want to be the one to alone stop this government surveillance.
Okay,
program.
So then my understanding is that the NSA really doesn't have to stop yet.
Correct. The NSA doesn't have to do anything different today than it had to do on Sunday. What the Justice Department has to do is file an appeal with that D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals in Washington saying, look, this judge has it all wrong. These plaintiffs don't have standing to make the allegations they're making, and even if they can make the allegations, the national security interest in this situation trumps the privacy interest under the Fourth Amendment. This judge, in other words, got it all wrong in applying the legal precedent to the facts of the case. That's the argument the administration is going to make. Whether it gets more traction on appeal than it did at this initial stage, we'll probably know in about 6 months.
How big of a deal is this, anyhow? It's got to be a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal. Anytime a federal judge declares a program unconstitutional, especially a surveillance program in the war on terror, it's a big deal. But again, we are still very much closer to the beginning than we are to the end of this story.
Right.
If the administration loses the appeal, all that would happen would be the case would go to trial. And of course, there would be a long trial. It would take a long time to get to trial. And then the losing side following the trial could appeal to the D.C. Circuit and then to the U.S. Supreme Court. So we could be talking about this case not just in 2014 for sure, but 2015 and beyond.
Up next, more on the NSA and their data collection program. That's here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Here we are in the Talk Radio Review for another week, 52 weeks a year live. This program comes to you with an overview of the top 10 talk radio topics. So this past week, number one on the countdown, the NSA host Tom Rose, talking to the National Review's Andrew McCarthy. McCarthy doesn't think the ruling against the NSA will hold up.
Obviously not a big fan of the ruling, and you think it's not gonna hold up.
Well, you know, look, I'm sympathetic to the to the things that have Judge Richard Leon bent out of shape here, but the decision is a lawless decision because let me remind people, Tom, of what goes on here every time we have a controversial nominee, especially from the right, named to the Supreme Court or a higher federal court. You know how we always get the senators, particularly the Democratic senators, harassing and basically vexing these nominees to promise that they understand Roe versus Wade is the law and that they're obliged to follow it whether they agree with it or not. I mean, that comes up again and again. And that's because the rule of law is not just about the executive branch following congressional statutes. It's also about the principle that lower federal courts are honor-bound to follow the controlling precedents of higher federal courts, particularly the Supreme Court. And this happens to be an instance where there is a Supreme Court decision directly on point that controls the question whether the government can collect this metadata information.
And unlike Roe v. Wade, it's not 40 years old. It's recent.
Yeah, well, it's 34 years old, but, you know, if we're going to go, Judge Leon said, gee, it's awfully old, that case. And I'm thinking, well, the Fourth Amendment's pretty old, too. But this is what the Supreme Court says it says. And, you know, Judge Leon can stamp his feet and say he doesn't agree with the decision and doesn't like the decision and doesn't like the ramifications of it. None of that matters. You know, when I was a prosecutor, there's a lot of things I didn't like, too. But you're bound to follow the law. That's the way the system works. And if we let go of that principle just because in a result-oriented way we like where Judge Leon came out, then what we have is bedlam. So, you know, our system is the Supreme Court can revisit its own precedents. And I suppose there's every chance here that when this matter eventually lands on the Supreme Court's desk, which is pretty certain to happen, it may revisit Smith versus Maryland and decide that it needs to be revisited. In fact, my beef about this is that the Supreme Court's been making up the Fourth Amendment since it goes along, since the middle of the 20th century. So it wouldn't surprise me if it revisited Smith versus Maryland. But in our system, it's for the Supreme Court to do that. Judge Leon doesn't get to do that.
Here are some talk radio caller reactions to the ruling against the NSA this week.
I do believe it's constitutional because if we examine the Fourth Amendment, you know, it includes the unreasonable search and seizure of personal effects. But does phone metadata actually mean personal effects? Depends on how we, I guess, interpret that. Because in my opinion, it belongs to the cell provider, like Verizon or AT&T. So is it really a tangible document? Because I think our framers were trying to say, you know, back in the 1700s, you know, they obviously didn't have digital documents. So I believe they're referring to physical, tangible documents.
I think it is a form of corporate and economic espionage. Instead of spying on the people, I believe that it's mainly set up to rig in the markets and to influence commerce by influencing trends, influencing the forecasters. Also, it's tied in to the Fed.
My main concern about the NSA or any other agency being able to spy, if you will, gathering data or whatnot, is what we've seen over the last year in regards to the Associated Press being spied on, Cheryl Atkinson being spied on, her computer being, she said, you know, there's been articles about her computers turning on and off in the middle of the night, and people, and she's had investigators in there to see what's going on. And of course, she is a reporter that was reporting against the Fast and Furious scandal and also Benghazi. And also, I think there was an issue with some people at Fox being spun up. So my angle is your political adversaries, maybe not through the NSA, but in spying from the government in general, is the term from your political adversaries or somebody that's your religious adversary.
You know, I don't care about them listening to my conversation because I know I'm going to follow the laws of the land. But the main thing, though, is that, you know, they find out a lot of things that can help the security of our United States. You know, people don't think about that. You know, people plotting against the United States every single day. So I agree with it.
All right, some pretty interesting calls there. Up next, we shift our focus to the budget deal and then on to Obamacare. Here, as the number 2 and 3 item on the talk radio countdown, will be up in the front and center, if you will.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number two on the countdown, the budget deal. Host Bob Montgomery talks to Senator Joe Donnelly of Indiana here about the budget deal, which got passed in the Senate, despite some of the criticism that he got during the course of the week.
You voted yes on the bill that not too many people say is perfect, but it's acceptable, I guess.
Right, and it is an effort to bring everybody together and to move our nation forward. It reduces the deficit by another $23 billion, which was critical to me, and it brings together both sides.
Your colleague on the Republican side, Dan Coats, said he certainly looked at the plum opportunity to bring at least some level of government together without this crisis-to-crisis mentality for a while, but he just couldn't vote in favor of it because it really doesn't address any of the core issues to that. Is there something to his argument?
Well, the core issues of reducing spending even more and having revenues equal our spending so that we are at a balanced budget, I want to get there too, but we also have to keep the trains running right now. And so if we didn't do this, eventually we'd be back in the place where there might be another government shutdown. And so this gives us the time to get a long-term deal done, a deal that will put us on a path to balanced budgets as soon as possible and to making sure that we get fiscal stability for our nation and certainty for businesses, which we've been hearing for so long.
There are other issues to be decided as well, including an unemployment extension.
That will not be included in the bill. It is something that is being talked about as a possibility for next year.
Obamacare number three on the countdown. Here's what some talk radio folks listening and calling into some of the stations we monitor, some of the programs we monitor. Here's what they had to say about the state of the Affordable Care Act and the healthcare.gov website.
Yeah, this is the biggest overblown thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, we're sitting here talking about a website because technology-based websites never roll out in the proper way. I don't care what corporation you work for. When they're on at this large scale, they never roll out and work out the same the first time. Look at Medicare Part D with George Bush. That was a disaster also, but you never heard about it because it wasn't a centerpiece as far as the news goes. And when you consider that they say, well, the president must lead the company because of the country, insurance companies, they cancel policies all the time, all the time. They have junk insurance. People think they got actual insurance, but it doesn't. Now, the Affordable Care Act actually gives you 10 essential elements that's supposed to bring those insurance companies up to code so that they can basically provide better insurance for their customers. They didn't want to do that because they wanted to admit it. They opposed Obamacare in the first place. So if you're already canceling your policies well before this even came around and you have 10 elements that you need to upgrade your insurance to, they chose not to do it, so you end up canceling those policies because the insurance companies don't want to bring it up the code because they're losing money. And insurance is all about money anyway. So he didn't mislead anybody. Insurance companies knew what the standards were. They understand what they are. They didn't do it, so they canceled policy. So the president didn't send notices out saying, well, we're gonna cancel policies for millions of Americans. That was on the insurance companies.
I am on disability and Medicaid in Washington State, and I was forced last November to choose a plan on the state exchange. I have less coverage, and then when I had surgery, I had five levels of people that had to approve the different levels rather than two or three. So I feel the president did mislead us, some of it through lying and some of it through incompetence.
I don't believe that the president misleaded me, because I have health care, and it's fine. And about, you know, the people calling in, or the Republicans or whatever, you know, there is, what, 99% of those people are on Social Security, so they have health care. So why would they go on this website to get health care when they have health care? And I thought it was for people that didn't have health care. So in terms of, you know, talking about misleading, then they're misleading everyone else when they call in here and say that they need health care when they already got it. I don't understand it.
Target and Duck Dynasty. Hey, what a combo, huh? Up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, they are not together, by the way.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Here we are. This is yet another review. We go through from number 1 to number 10, and actually we're up to number 4 in the countdown at this point in the hour. Target's credit card breach. Host Kevin Thomas here with CNET's Seth Rosenblatt. They discuss the enormity of the credit card breach.
Has anything like this, to this magnitude, with 40 million credit cards, ever happened at a retailer like this?
Yes. Big data breaches of this kind have happened before. They're not particularly common. This is quite huge. I would say this is definitely in the top 5 that have happened in the past decade in the U.S., possibly in the top 3.
So as you have done research on all of those and have looked at this situation, take me inside the hacker's mind. What are they trying to do with, 40 million credit cards? Are they going for the bulk and then just use a few of them? What do they want to do with 40 million? What could they possibly do with that many?
There's a lot of damage they could do with 40 million cards. One of the most interesting things about this case, and I want to be clear that your listeners understand this, is that this isn't a hack of online transaction sales. Mm-hmm. This was a hack that accessed in-store transactions. So whenever you went in and swiped your credit card or swiped your debit card in the past 3 weeks, basically since Black Friday, that information, your credit card number, your security code, your PIN number if you're using a debit card, and your expiration date were transmitted back to Target Central for processing. And it looks like, we don't have confirmation yet, but it looks like that's the information that was picked off. And as for what the hackers can do with this, you know, if they charge $1 per person per card, and, I don't know, 10% of those get in, that's still an enormous amount of money. So it's extremely important that that your listeners check their credit card bills and keep tabs on what's being charged over the next few days as well.
The Duck Dynasty controversy, number 5 on the countdown. Host Tim Conway Jr. and Aaron Bender talked about how Phil Robertson got suspended by the A&E network over his anti-gay comments.
Glad is slamming Duck Dynasty star Phil Robertson for vile comments about homosexuality. Says we're extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robertson's comments in GQ magazine, which are based on his personal beliefs that are not related or not reflected in the series Duck Dynasty. Well, that's probably not true. And again, it says, we're extremely disappointed to have read Phil Robertson's comments in GQ, which are based on his own personal beliefs and are not reflected in the series Duck Dynasty. A&E said in a statement, his personal views in no way reflect those of A&E Networks. Well, of course they don't. I mean, these are, you know, people who have network jobs in Hollywood who drive Priuses, who either are gay or have gay friends or relatives, and they don't think like that. You don't have to, you know, deny it. We know who you people are, and we know that you don't believe the same as Phil Robertson, who lives on the bayou. But I don't understand why, you know, A&E's got to put the statement out.
It's boilerplate.
It's unreal.
Total boilerplate.
All right. Well, anyway, it goes on here. We have always been strong supporters and champions of the LGBT community. The network has placed Phil under hiatus from filming indefinitely. I heard he was fired. I don't think he's on hiatus. I think he's gone. But the news comes after Robertson compared homosexuality with bestiality in an interview with the magazine. He'll likely appear in season 4, which starts January 15th, since production is largely wrapped. It seems like, to me, here's the comment. Let me see if I can read it before I read it on the air. Seems like me, and then man, whatever. Okay. All right, I can't read the comment on the air.
That's fine. Not a problem. But can you imagine if you're the GQ reporter and you've got your tape recorder on the table between you and Phil, and he's saying these things? I mean, you've just gotta imagine if your career hasn't been made yet, it is now.
My suggestion: if you have a hit TV show, don't answer any questions about anything controversial. And I'm talking not only homosexuality, but I'm talking anything. You know, don't say you love Obama or hate Obama. Don't say, I don't know, you're for abortion or you're against abortion. If you got a hit TV show, then just have a hit TV show and then use your money to, you know, forward whatever your political beliefs are. But don't do it and ruin your show.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800
800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body, 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure, 800-577-8560.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor?
Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators in the Pierre Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, 139. Plus bamboo, hand scrape. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
GEICO presents another helpful message from your conscience.
You should switch to GEICO because you can save money on car insurance. Yeah, you agree with me because I'm your conscience. I'm always telling you to do the right thing. Listen to this. GEICO's been around for 75 years, so they have an impressive legacy of saving people money. They deserve a lifetime achievement award for that little jewel. Anyway, switch to GEICO. And let's slow down on the powdered donuts. Try to respect yourself. You know what I'm saying?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown. Doug Steffen here. Number six on the countdown list this week, the tapering back announcement from the Fed. Here are business and money hosts John Cass and Lauren Kahn talking to a financial analyst about the Fed announcing plans to trim some of their stimulus spending.
The Fed keeps printing money, making Wall Street happy. All the Wall Street guys are happy. They
right,
love Obama.
$85 billion in bonds a month.
But if you're just a regular guy who can't, you know, who's not in the stock market and you're trying to save money for college educations, what do you do, Jim Pethakoukas?
I take a different view of what's going on with the Fed. And I think the way I look at it is just I think the economy would be a lot worse off today if the Fed was doing nothing. In fact, I have a feeling that we probably have been back into a recession this year, given the sequester and the tax hikes. We have an example of an economy that where the Fed, where their central bank did nothing, did basically nothing, and they had spending cuts and they had tax increases, and they went back into a very nasty recession, and that was in Europe. The difference is in this country, we had a central bank that was doing its job. It was adding money to the system. And if all this, you know, printing was really so terrible, it was causing a sugar high, you'd see higher inflation, and you really don't see higher inflation. So to me, the Fed is doing what a Federal Reserve, what a central bank is supposed to be doing.
What do you think they're going to do? Are they just going to taper it off a little bit, and how's that going to affect rates? What do you expect?
To me, it doesn't really matter if they begin to taper now or in December or March. They're not going to do anything with interest rates. In fact, they may even commit to keeping them low for a longer period of time. Again, which also reflects an economy that's very slowly recovering. But I just want to be clear about this. The alternative, which I know some people want, is for the Fed to have done nothing the past 4 years. We wouldn't have had a great recession. We likely would have had another Great Depression. And trust me, you know what happens when they have gigantic downturns like that? You get a lot bigger government. The Great Depression brought us the New Deal. A second Great Depression would have brought us something far beyond Obamacare.
So if the economy's slowly, you know, recovering, it's doing a little bit better, who's really benefiting from that? I mean, we know that the wealthy are benefiting. We know that there are a lot of entitlement programs out there, and the middle class is the one, you know, those backs are being broken, and there's still such a problem with the jobs in this country, because the latest jobs reports, to me, Jim, basically are a reflection of part-time work, you know, with no benefits and lower wages. So we're becoming a part-time nation.
Well, I think if you look over the past year, most of the jobs aren't part-time jobs. They're full-time jobs. Second of all, how's it helping the middle class? Well, listen, if we have an unemployment rate today that's not 12% or 13%, which is what it would be if we had another Great Depression or a double-dip recession like they had in Europe, not having a job, that helps the middle class. I think there's a big boon to the middle class if we have an unemployment rate that's 5 or 6 points lower than what would be otherwise. I think not having a second recession helps the middle class.
Gun control turns up to be number seven on the countdown. Host Greg Fry talking to Tim Kramer from the New York State School Board Association about why he says schools are safer today than they were a year ago.
Let's talk a little bit about a new release
that your association had this week, talking with superintendents from around the state, and an overwhelming majority of them saying that their schools, they believe, are just as safe or safer than 1 year ago when maybe they were looking at that question. A little bit about this and kind of the background behind this.
Well, yeah, that is the good news. This was actually good to hear that school superintendents who responded to our survey felt that their school districts or schools were safer or as safe as they were a year ago. We anticipated the fact that the Sandy Hook massacre took place on December 14th, and in so doing, we thought, let's find out what school superintendents think about the changes that have taken place since then. So we did a little poll, and approximately 200 school superintendents responded to us. And from that, we learned that about 60% of them would tell you we're safer today than we were a year ago. About the other 40% said we're as safe as we were a year ago. So we drilled down a little bit to find out what people were saying to back that up. And from those who said we're safer, it was clear that they had really brought everybody together, put out their school safety plans as they existed a year ago, put out their emergency response plans, and I think what they did was get everybody around the table, teachers, other staff members, parents, first responders, other people who would be a part of the equation, and really tried to make sure that everybody contributed to a plan that was going to be fully understood, properly implemented, everybody on the same script. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do at the immediate time. So I was very pleased to see some of the things that they came up with as they rolled out these new emergency response plans.
All right, number 8 on the countdown, the India diplomat case. From Fox, Bill Hemmer and Allison Camerata talked to correspondent Arthur Adala about a diplomat from India who was arrested and strip-searched in New York this week.
India demanding the U.S. drop a case against a female diplomat living and working in New York City. Busted on visa charges, but the U.S. attorney is digging in. This is tensions between the two countries are on the rise. India removing the security barriers outside the U.S. embassy in New Delhi. Protesters there taking to the streets. Was it handled appropriately or not, Artie?
Look, this is a big deal for Preet Bharara. He's the U.S. attorney. He holds the same position that Rudy Giuliani held before he was the mayor. The current head of the FBI held his position. Everybody knows that this U.S. attorney, Bill, has much bigger goals for himself. And for this to be the case, this is the first blemish on the first issue on his record. He is probably the most prominent Indian-American attorney. And so that the fact that this involves his country, it's a big deal in the world that I live in, the legal community that I live in. With that being said, basically, the woman who worked for the diplomat says
the nanny
basically says I was held like a slave almost.
$30 an hour.
Right. Now, here's the problem that's going on right now. There's a lot of extortion going on. Allison, all it takes is her word versus the diplomat's word.
Right.
It's that simple.
But doesn't the diplomat win? When it's somebody's word against the diplomat's word, why is the diplomat being strip searched? Why is the diplomat being thrown into the general prison population? Isn't there something weird about this case?
Yes, I will tell you this. Even though everyone's supposed to be treated equal, they're not. I mean, that's, God forbid, Allison, if you or Bill were arrested, they use their common sense. They're not going to put somebody who looks like he has never been in trouble in the general population with people, unfortunately, who have a rap sheet that's a half an inch thick.
Well, you know the laws of New York. It appears the whole strip search thing is the rub on this. Is that general procedure? Does that happen upon arrest in New York City?
This is the federal court. So this supposedly, Bill, is supposed to apply to the whole nation, not just New York. This is federal court. And the answer to that question is yes. It's supposed to happen every time. I can't tell you whether it happens every time.
If you didn't pay your nanny enough.
Correct.
I don't understand.
Well, I'm going to tell you why. The procedures are to make sure that that particular woman isn't hiding some sort of a weapon, isn't posing a threat to herself, to making sure she doesn't have something where she's going to slit her wrist, or to any of the officers, any of the marshals who work in the courthouse, or anyone who works in the courthouse.
So you don't think they went above and beyond in a weird way?
No, I 100% think they did.
You do.
But in terms of the cavity search bill, that I think this is a woman who needed to be subjected to a cavity search, I know that's what the letter of the law says. I also know there are many times in everyone's workforce where they don't adhere to the letter of the law. The letter of the law is you can't rip that tag off the pillow that you have in your house, right?
Up next, the White Santa controversy. Speaking of silliness, and Dennis Rodman goes to North Korea. There's some more silliness up next here on The Countdown.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
I'm Doug Steffen. We're up to number 9 on the countdown, the White Santa controversy. Host Pat Campbell talked to one of the callers on his program about the growing debate on Fox and CNN over whether Santa is white.
Cable TV, cable news has, for the time being, put down the bipartisan bickering over politics, you know, conservative versus liberal, Democrats versus Republicans. And now they're concentrating on something really, really important, the ethnicity of one Santa Claus. Megyn Kelly started all this on Fox when she asserted that Santa Claus and Jesus were white. You know, I heard the most unbelievable thing last night. It was on CNN. I think it was Anderson Cooper had a guest on, a liberal guest. This guy said the most bizarre thing. He said Santa can't be black. He said because if it was a black man breaking into people's houses, he'd be shot. I'm thinking, my God, what a racist. If I said that on the radio, if that came out of my mouth, if that was my joke, oh my goodness, people would go absolutely nuts. But because some lefty loon says it, it's ha ha. No, not really. Not so much. If we completely lost our minds, if we've run out of anything to talk about, is it time to just turn off the lights and go home? LJ's got a theory.
Hey, I was pretty shocked myself last night. I got in bringing the kids home from ball practice, basketball practice, and just kind of winding down for the evening. Clicked on Fox, and I see Juan Williams and Arruddish going back and forth. I'm like, Santa? Okay. You know what I mean? And then I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe this is just one station, you know.
Yeah.
So I clicked down. They had the same cotton-picking topic on CNN.
Yeah. And MSNBC.
And exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so what is this really about? This is more about them shining a light on something that doesn't even matter.
Right.
At the end of the day, it's to get people off of the true purpose of the season.
Mm-hmm.
What the season is actually about, even when it comes to the ethnic background of Christ or anyone else
right.
of that matter, it gets them off of the actual, the heart of the matter, the purpose of the purpose, the person, the purpose of Christ. The purpose of Christ is grace and mercy. Do you need it? Yes or no? Does it matter how I look? That's it. Now, if you're going to complain about grace and mercy and how it looks, then you have an issue and you might not want grace and mercy. Do you need a car? The question is, do you need a car? Yes or no? Yes, I need a car. I need transportation. I have a pink car for you. Now, it's up to you to now have an issue with a pink car.
Number 10 on the countdown, North Korea and Dennis Rodman. On CNN, Chris Cuomo talked to correspondent Ivan Watson about Dennis Rodman making his third trip to North Korea this week, just days after it was revealed that Kim Jong-un had his uncle offed.
From the This Is Actually Happening file, Dennis Rodman flying from Beijing back to North Korea for his third visit to one of the most repressive countries in the world. He's officially there to help train a team of North Korean basketball players. The thing is, this visit comes a week after Rodman's so-called friend, Kim Jong-un, executed his own uncle. So why did Rodman go through with this trip? How is it being received? Is this a PR coup for Kim Jong-un? Ivan Watson is in Beijing with the latest.
You're right. This is about a lot more than this strange friendship between the reclusive and young North Korean dictator and the former bad boy of the NBA, because Dennis Rodman may become the first real outsider to meet Kim Jong-un since he basically ordered to have his own uncle executed, a man who had been one of the top people in the North Korean regime. So we asked Rodman about this here at Beijing's International Airport right before he flew out to North Korea. This is what he had to say.
That has nothing to do with me. That's nothing to do with me. I mean, whatever his uncle has done and whoever got anything in North Korea, I mean, I have nothing out of control over that. I mean, these things have been going on for years and years and years. And whoever's going to be a political insider over there from America or somewhere in the world want to come over and try to get a hold of it, great. But I'm just going over to play a basketball game and have some fun.
And, John, a lot of analysts are suggesting that Dennis Rodman may be landing in a country in the middle of a pretty serious purge of a lot of supporters of the former, slain uncle of the current North Korean leader.
You know, an interesting time to go over to a country just to have some fun when apparently a purge is going on there, Ivan.
Let's recap now. Dennis Rodman in North Korea, number 10. White Santa Claus controversy, number 9. India diplomatic case, number 8. Gun control, number 7. The Fed's taper announcement, number 6. Duck Dynasty situation, number 5. Target's credit breach, number 4. Obamacare, number 3. Budget deal, number 2. And the NSA in the number 1 hot seat on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this, the next to last weekend of December and of 2013.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.